Well, well, well. I just have to say this. I have to throw this in just at the start. You know what's so special? You can hear the anointing. I'm going to try with this side. The anointing cannot be fabricated. It cannot be fabricated. You can hear it. You can sense it. You can smell it. Brother, you've got an anointing. I know you know that. I don't think you know how much of the anointing you have. When you opened your mouth, I knew that God entered into this room. And I want to just say to you, can I just say this? I want to give me your hand. God said to me this morning, a double portion of the anointing is coming on your life. And I believe with all of my heart, as I take your hand, this meeting and the mantle that's upon us, it's not just for just. God is going to use you supernaturally. I want to just say this. God's going to open up doors. I see contracts, city contracts. I see great platforms opening up for you. Not just locally, but around the world. Can we give Jesus a great hand of praise? Come on. Come on. You can sense the anointing. And for everybody in the band, wow. I have no words. I have no words. The King is here. I said the King is here. So we have been created to worship the Lord. Is that true? Is that correct? This is why we are alive. Who's alive to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? This is why we live. This is why we breathe. Don't you just like the new look? Oh, donkey. We've worked very hard, tirelessly. Who saw the palm trees in the front? Oh, wow. We've got people that noticed. Thank you. We've been working tirelessly, Friday, Saturday, and God is here. God is good. Amen. I want you to just look at the board, slaying the giants, the five stones of faith. We're going to start a series on faith. And I'm going to teach you how to become a giant slayer. And your faith will not fail you. Now, I wonder if I'm in the right church this morning. If I'm in Faith City. Where's the Faith City people who's excited about the Word of God that cannot fail? I'm here to teach you about faith. We're going to go into dimensions of faith. And we're going to start a series on faith because I believe that people lack faith. And the minute you have faith, you speak the oracles of God. When you speak faith, that's when God answers. Come on, God answers faith. Is somebody listening to me? So this is what we're going to teach on. So just before we're going to get to the teaching, just a few announcements. Please remember the children's church outside. It's a great children's facility. It's growing every week. And John and the team is doing a great work with the team. Friday evenings, this is what we're going to do, Friday evenings. Every single Friday night. It's not a Friday that we will miss. Every single Friday evening, we're going to go and feed the poor and the homeless, preach the gospel to them, clothe them, give them blankets in different areas. So every Friday will not be in the same location. We're going to start to target. This is what God spoke to us as a team and the youth about. So I want to ask people to come and join. If you love serving and helping people, Friday evenings from this church, they will leave from this venue and they're going to, every single Friday. Isn't that amazing? How are we going to feed people, give them Jesus, hand out Bibles? So we want people to get ready. Now, before I'm going to go on, I want you to stand to your feet and get excited because you're in Faith City and in this house where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So I want you to shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now you may take your seat. We refuse that anything steals the word from our hearts this morning. Amen. The word transforms. Please say this, the word transforms. So please make sure that you get here on Fridays. Fridays, different areas, different places that we will go, feed people, clothe them, hand out Bibles. So wherever you want to get involved in that area, please support. Wednesday evenings, Bible school. Hallelujah. Awesome, awesome, awesome start to Bible school. And then every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. We love you so, so much. Now I'm going to have to get to the Word of God. I see a few people in this place that needs to be injected and imparted some faith this morning. Come on, faith. All right, where's my friends? Maybe you this side, hear me. There's people that need some faith in this house. You need to be impacted and imparted with some faith. That's the only language that God understands. Listen, I'm going to throw this out and people's going to think I'm nuts. God's not interested in how you can speak the Hebrew language or the Greek language or how you speak Afrikaans or English or Khoza or Sotho or Zulu. God is interested in the language of faith. That's what God responds to. Come on, do you hear me? God responds to faith. What does God respond to? God responds to faith. Come on, say this with me. God responds to faith. Come on, one more time. God responds to faith. That's the language that God understands. It's the language of faith. The language of faith is also the language of heaven. The Bible says, we all know the scripture in Hebrews 11 verse 6. It says, for without faith, it's impossible to please God. But I want to draw your attention to something. The Bible says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's in Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Say this with me. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. But there's a scripture that runs parallel with it, that the Bible says that for those who believe, nothing shall be impossible. It starts off, it says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And then it continues and it says that for all those people who believe, whether it's a man or a woman, if you believe, nothing shall be impossible for you. Do you know what this means? It means that when you walk in the realm of faith, you tap into God's possibilities. Woo! For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And the minute you start, because you see, this is what faith does. Faith reaches far beyond the natural realm. Faith takes you into the dimension where God dwells. And God dwells in the realm of the impossible. Is somebody here in this house? Come on, God moves and operates. The drier the bones, the greater the miracles. And this is what God said to me. God is raising up a remnant of people filled with the faith and the fire of God. That's not moved by what they see, but they are moved by what they believe. Who needs a miracle in this house? Can you wave at me quickly? Well, faith is going to get you there this morning. Amen? Say faith. Come on, one more time. Now, we're going to create, and this is why we do series on certain messages, because we want to create a culture of faith. A culture of faith is a people who believe that God does the impossible. And they put a demand on God to do the impossible. Amen. And if you can believe it, you can see it. We know that the world declares that I will believe it when I see it. But that's not what the Bible says. David, even in the book of Psalms, declared this. He says that I have believed and therefore I've seen. So if you believe it, you will see it and you will receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to ask you quickly to just turn with me to the book of Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 is a great book of faith. And quickly, many people ask me, what is faith? Simply put, faith is how you respond to God. Faith is how you respond to God. Faith is a confidence in His nature and in His ability and in His word. I'm going to try that again. Faith is the confidence in His ability, not your ability, in His ability, in His nature, not your nature, in His nature and in His word. The Bible says, come on, where's the remnant? The scripture says that the word of God can never come back void. It will establish what it has been sent for. This is why the scripture says He has sent His word and He healed every disease. One word of faith will turn your whole destiny upside down. Come on, if you are a people of faith this morning, I want you to lift those voices and declare, I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Faith explores what revelation reveals. That's deep. Faith explores what revelation reveals. If I give you a piece of property and it's 10 acres, and the only places that you've explored is the dwelling place, the place of dwelling, the house. And you've not explored, and you haven't went down to the river that's on the plot, and you haven't been down to the trees, you haven't really explored what you have been given. Faith experiences, or faith goes and search what revelation has revealed. In other words, you can only base your faith in accordance to the revelation of what you received from Him. This is why it's difficult for people to worship, because people never had a revelation that God is a God who loves worship. Let me tell you something. Worship and faith walks hand in hand. Absolutely. Because worship reveals the problem solver in the midst of a problem. Woo, come on. And when we start to worship, we cannot really be true worshipers in spirit and in truth unless we understand who He is. This is why faith is just a sign that we take God for who He is. And this is the problem that many people don't understand who God is. Come on, He's a God who adores to be worshipped. Amen? And He's a God who adores to be trusted. You can trust God. David said, I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor have I seen his descendants begging for bread. He'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. Come on, I tell you right now that faith moves mountains and faith gets God to act. I always say this, that if God doesn't move, I move him. How do I move God? I move him according to my faith. When my faith is filled, oh, hallelujah, I cannot be denied. This world deny you because you do not have the qualifications, you do not have the money, you do not have the resources. But when you have faith, heaven cannot deny you. Is somebody listening to me? When you have faith, God shifts things in your life. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe. Just pause. I have to pause. Because many people read the scripture, but without faith it's impossible to please God, and they close their Bibles. It's not where the Bible stops. It goes on. It says, for without faith it's impossible to please God. For those who comes to God must believe that he is. He what? He is. And is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Many people miss out on this. The Bible says, God is. You can never have faith in God unless you have a revelation that he is. He is. Not will be, not was. He is. Come on. He is. He is. People need a revelation, not future. Now. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So what does the Bible say? It says, now faith. Now faith takes us who God is. He is. I'm trying to teach you on faith this morning. People's got a future mentality. When one day God will heal me, one day God will bless me, one day this, one day that. No, it's now. It's now. I want to change your mindset, people of God. Many people think that, well, it's not God's timing. When is God's timing? God cannot deny faith. If he denies faith, he denies his word. His word is fact. People say, well, I don't believe the Bible because it has been written by men. Well, you believe the horoscopes. En die glo die sterretekens. And you believe everything that Satan tells you. But you don't believe what the word of God says. He is. He is. He is the unfailing one. He is the righteous judge. Come on, he is the King of kings. And he is the Lord of lords. And his word is true. Come on, and he is the way. And he is the truth. And he is the life. And no one goes to the Father but by him. Because he is. He is the great I am. I like the word where the Bible says, when people ask me, will Jesus heal me? Well, his word is, I am. I am the Lord that heals you. I am the God that blesses you. So the word says, now faith is the substance. You know, the word substance is a absolute inner knowing that you know, 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 that you know. I like to call it a knowing in your knower. That it's done. That's what substance is. My faith has a substance. I said, my faith has a substance. Faith breeds out of a realm of command. This is deep, saints of God. Now faith is the substance. The word substance also speaks about a standing under. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now I'm going to go to verse 3 quickly. Hebrews 11 verse 3. I want to show you something. Hebrews 11 verse 3. If you have it on the board, please. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. I'm going to read it again. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. In actual fact, before the world was, faith was. I want to rephrase this. Before the world was, faith is. I'm going to try to say this again. Before the world was, faith is. Come on, say this with me. Before the world was, faith is. Again, before the world was, faith is. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Just by faith. Come on, just by faith. When God spoke the world into existence. Now, I don't care what teachers teach in school. They're wrong. It didn't take God a lifetime. It didn't take a big bang. The only big bang there was is when God said, out of the realm of faith, let. When God said, let, bang, everything came to existence. Come on. By the word, the worlds were framed. Everything that we see was created out of an invisible realm. This is why the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Have you taken note? When you walk by faith, you don't need sight. And when you walk by sight, you don't need faith. Whew! This is why we walk by faith. Everything that you can see is temporarily, but everything that's invisible will be there forever and forever. Everything that was created came out of the realm that your natural eye cannot see. But you have eyes of faith. Come on. You have eyes of faith. So the Bible says everything that was framed out of a dimension where there was nothing. God spoke it into light and it came to being. If it's not now, it's not faith. God didn't have a future plan and say, well, one day when technology is better, I'm going to have things in order. We will have a sun and a moon and the stars. No, he spoke a word, and by a word, everything was created and existed because of one word of God. Now, what if I tell you this morning that word God has planted in you? What if I tell you that the same spirit that uttered the words, let there be light, is in us? What if I tell you this morning that by faith in God, you can speak his oracles and declare and decree, and it shall be established for you? Last night we had this thing, we were working here, and it was a mighty thundering. And Tinus came in, he said, whoa, there's a mighty storm outside. I said, cancel what you say. He said, oh, sorry, the sun is shining. I said, that's how I like it. And if you go out now, the sun is shining. God waits for men and women of God and will be filled with the word of God. You can never release faith unless you have been filled and filled up with the word of God that can never, never come back void. I like to take God by his word. I always go back to God and say, Lord, you promised in your word. This is what your word says. And if your word says it, it's done and it is settled. So now faith is the substance of the things hoped for. The word substance is an inner knowing. Please say this with me, an inner knowing. Many people's got faith, but they lack confidence. Okay, I'm going to try that one more time. Many people's got faith, but they lack the confidence. This is why it's small faith. This is why it's little faith. Faith that lacks no confidence doesn't wait for somebody to lay a hand on me. Faith of confidence says, Lord, speak a word, and it's done. My God, I have to do this again. Faith of confidence doesn't wait for the eye to see the manifestation. Faith filled with confidence has spirit eyes that already sees it is done. And many people struggle with faith. The only way to master your faith is to treat it as a servant. The only way to master your faith is to treat it as a servant and to use your faith to do things for you. Listen, unbelief only comes in places where you still lack confidence. Wow. If you lack confidence that God is a provider, you will always have unbelief in you and thinking. You try to make up your mind and you try to work out how will God do it. Your job is not to figure out how God will do it. Faith doesn't make sense. Faith makes miracles. Oh, it doesn't need to make sense to you. It needs to make sense to the heart. Come on, the Bible says, from the heart we believe. And you know what? The scripture speaks about faith. Faith has a destination. I never release faith with the thinking and the mindset that it will come back void. Faith has a destination. It goes to where I send it. Now, what did I just say to you? The only way to master faith is to treat it as a servant. A servant goes where you send it. Oh, hallelujah. This is why when unbelief knocks on your door, you send faith to open it up. Having a stirring in your spirit, knowing that he who is able will fulfill his promises to your life. I'm here to tell you that it's not over until God says it's over. God is about to push you over. Come on, into a new season and in a new realm where miracles are the norm. This is why the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Again, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You know, I always say this, that you become what you sit under. Listen, listen, in today's time, unfortunately, 21st century, people prostitute the anointing. People don't understand how to honor the anointing. And they sit under 10 different ministries, believe 10 different things, and they're a total mess. You know, the Bible says, he who is rooted in the house of God shall be established. Even in his old days, he will prosper. Am I speaking to the right crowd? And this is what happens with faith. Faith, if faith is rooted, faith cannot be easily uprooted. Come on. When faith is planted, and remember I was speaking, and I'll touch on this today, and next week I'll go on with the seed faith, and I'll explain to you what faith produces. But people need to understand, the minute you surround yourself with negative people, you become negative. The minute you surround yourself with people of faith, this is why you need to surround yourself with a man or a woman with a great vision, with great faith, that will push you to your limits. Come on, listen. I want to say this to you quickly. You know what happens when you go through trials? Trials makes you to look into the realm of the invisible. When you go through trials, rejoice, for your vision is changing. Oh, hallelujah. When you go through trials, you better rejoice, for God is changing your vision. This is why we do not walk by sight. We do not walk by what we see, what we feel, but we walk by insight. Come on, I want you to tell your neighbor, I walk by insight and not by eyesight. Is somebody alive in this house this morning? So now faith is the substance of the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, the evidence of the invisible. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for and the evidence, or the evidence of the things not seen. The evidence of the realm that is invisible. You know the word evidence? For the evidence of things not seen. The word evidence means there's a conviction of the thing that you do not see. And the evidence gives you a conviction that it's already there. It's already manifested. I also want to tell you, the word says now substance, now faith is the substance. You know, the word substance also means title deed. Title deed. If your house belongs to you, not to the bank, you get a title deed. If your car belongs to you, the title deed belongs to you. You've got your name on the title deed. So the Bible says now faith. It doesn't say faith, it says now faith is the title deed to the things that you hope for. Oh God, help us this morning. What does this mean? It means the things that you have been praying for and seeking for, now faith brings your name on the title deed. It means it's already done. Not a maybe. If it's according to the will of God, it is done. Am I speaking to the right crowd? Come on, if you are listening, just jump to your feet. I want to see that you're alive in this place. If you walk by faith and not by sight, it is there. But I want to tell you this morning, by the power of God, faith is not positive thinking. Faith is a conviction and a knowing in your heart that it is done. Come on, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that is not seen is visible to the eye of faith. Faith knows it's done. So faith, first of all, is the understanding and a revelation that I had according to who he is. The longer you spend time with God, the more secure your faith becomes. Amen? And then this is why you can speak with confidence if you have been with the Lord. This is why you can declare a thing and it's established. And people around you think, wow, this guy just said it and it happened. Why? Because your confidence levels in the Lord. You know what he's capable of doing. So the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So how does faith stir up in my spirit? It comes through hearing the word. Not hearing the news. Not listening to what's happening in South Africa. No, how does faith come? Faith doesn't come by listening to gossip. It doesn't come by listening to people. It comes through hearing the word of God. Amen. This is how faith is stirred up in you. So when you are going through an hour, a minute, a season where you feel low, get into the word of God. It rejuvenates you. Come on, it revives the dead spirit in you and it creates faith. Come on, a faith that lasts. While people have the news, you just have the word. That's all you need. A word of God. Come on, if Elijah can call out fire from heaven just by a word, then we can do the same under the new covenant. Is somebody in this house? Praise the Lord. What did you say to your neighbor? Faith is a response to who he is. Faith is our response to who he is. I want you to shout this out. Faith is a substance. Come on, one more time. Faith is a substance. Hallelujah. You know when Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and he said to him that you're going to have a boy in your old age and Mary will be pregnant, or not Mary, Elizabeth rather. And you know what happened? Zechariah said, who, me? Pregnant? My wife? Thank you. I know exactly why God didn't help men or created us to birth, give birth to children. I can't even handle the flu. What about giving birth? Well, Zechariah said, who, us? No ways. And you know what happened? Bang. He was muted. He was muted for 9 months. Because Zechariah was about to speak himself out of his miracle. Do you know your mouth can abort miracles? Many people's mouths abort miracles. Everything that comes out of us, what comes out of you, tells me who you have been with. What comes out of you tells me who you have been with. Miracles can be aborted through what we say. This is why it's very important to hear the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more I hear the word, the more I fill myself up, my mindset starts to change. So what I allow to come out of my mouth, I take care and I nurture the words. Because faith is seed, or words are seed, and faith operates through seed. So what I declare that comes out of my mouth, that is seed that is being sown. If you tell your husband, we're not going to make it this month, trust me, that will be one of the worst months ever. You call the things that is not, and God will establish it for you. Am I speaking to you right now? You see something not happening, you declare it from heaven, and God shall establish it for you. Please shout faith. That's how God is moved. God loves us, and he's compassionate, and he's merciful, but God is not moved by our needs. He's moved by our faith. Our faith is a sign unto God that we know that we know that we know that he has got it covered. Amen? Now who remembered that the scripture speaks about Jesus speaking to his disciples and they said, Lord, we couldn't cast out that demon in your name. And Jesus said, you know what? Because of lack of faith, I tell you, if you have faith as a seed, the one translation calls it faith as a mustard seed. You will be able to tell the mountains, be thou removed, and nothing shall be impossible for you. What did he say? He said, if you have faith as a mustard seed. Faith as a mustard seed. You know, people think that when we have faith in a small amount, that it's enough to move mountains. That's not what the scripture is saying. The scripture is teaching us, Jesus is teaching us, that if we have faith with the potential of seed, our faith will grow so strong in God that you will no longer see, because this is what the eye of faith is doing. The eye of faith does not reject that there's a mountain in front of you. The eye of faith just doesn't see the mountain. The eye of faith can only see God. Am I speaking to you? But this is why I declare to you today, and I don't care what Google says, faith absolutely denies fact. A doctor tells you it's a fact that you've got this sickness, but that's not what faith says. Faith says if you believe it, you can be healed. Amen. The doctors can say it's a fact that you've got 2 weeks left to live. That's not what John 10:10 says. John 10:10 says, the thief have come to steal, to destroy. But I have come that you might have life, and that in abundance. Come on, that's what my faith says. That's a fact. You know what? Faith denies fact. I want you to say this with me. Faith denies fact. It doesn't deny the fact that you have the sickness, but faith refuses to see the sickness, and faith refuses to crown that sickness.
faith eyes see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah!
We refuse to crown sickness. We refuse to crown sin. We crown the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on, for His name is Jehovah. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Come on, if you believe it this morning, give Him 10 seconds of crazy praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now faith comes out of yielding. Faith does not operate out of strife. Faith operates out of yielding, out of rest. If you have to work it out, it's not faith. I'm going to try to say that again. Faith is released out of yielding. When you yield, faith starts to activate. God is never found in the earthquake. He's not found in the fire, in the storm. He's found in the still small voice. And the word still small voice is not God speaking like it means rest. God is found in rest. Because when we operate out of faith and I try to do something, it's not faith at all. It's not faith at all. Then it's strife. Faith knows it is done. Faith comes boldly. Somebody asked me just the other day, they said, how can you come boldly before His throne? And when I enter His throne, I feel like I'm no use and I'm no good. I said, from the day I read in the scriptures that this is what God requires of me to approach Him with boldness, that shifted me. And it must shift to this morning, understanding that nothing pleases God except for our faith. Our faith in God is what pleases God. Come on, our faith in God is what pleases. And then many people's got faith by the saying. People say, well, I've got faith. But faith without the works is dead. Amen? I said, faith without the works is dead. It's no good believing that God can do it. There's something that we have to do behind the scenes. If we believe that God can raise the dead, go raise the dead. Don't wait for something to move. No, you go and move it. I said, you go and stir it up. People believe that God can bless. You know, if you want God to bless and have never sown a seed, don't expect a blessing. Come on. We never speak about money, but I think it's time that people understand that you cannot demand a blessing if there's no seed in the ground. Everything in the kingdom of God works on a seed base. When Jesus said if you had faith as a mustard seed, it doesn't mean faith as small, but faith with the same character and the same nature as a seed. Come on, seed is a small thing. But listen, when I look at a small seed, that's not where it ends. Seed will remain dead until it hits the ground. The same with our faith. Faith is dead until it comes out of your mouth. When the seed is in the soil, who remember I taught on that a while ago? When the seed goes into the soil, something happens with the seed. You know, it's proven fact that seed dies, then it lives. And you know what? That seed goes through seasons. That seed knows, come on, I want you to hear me quickly. Borrow me your ears and your eyes. Every single seed, it doesn't matter what you plant, it has been created, not by man, by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to withstand all four seasons. Every single seed that touches the ground has been created to be able to go through all four seasons. Have you noticed that a seed cannot grow without water? Who knows that? But the seed can also not, it can't grow without sun. And also needs wind. It needs all seasons to grow that seed into a bigger plant and eventually to a big tree. This is what happens with our faith when you go through trials and tribulations. Now, I love this. Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that the things that has been created was created out of the invisible realm. If I plant a seed, tomorrow morning I don't scratch the ground open to see if something's going on there. My faith tells me it's growing behind the scenes. My faith tells me, water it, sun, wind come, just keep on. Just go on watering, give it sun, give it some wind, give it some drought to dry up because you can't just put just water. Come on, am I speaking to the right crowd? But I don't go and scratch it open because my faith tells me
that it is in the ground and it will come up as a seed. Come on, if you have planted millets, millets will come up. Is somebody listening to me? I'm not planting millets and expecting corn to come up. No, I'm waiting for the millet to come out of that ground. But you know what happens? With faith, there's a patience that's coming with it. And now suddenly there's a small little plant. And what happens? I don't jump up and down and say, hallelujah, here's my millet. No, it still needs to grow. And the millet needs to produce. It needs to bear the fruit. Or bear the millet in this case. Amen? Amen? So what happens with your faith? Jesus says if you have faith that is not moved by the nature, not moved by the wind and the storm that you are facing, but faith that is released, the minute it touches the ground, in soil, it will grow. So what happens? When you go through trials, praise God. For your vision is changing. What vision? If I plant a millet, I come out next week, I check it, my vision is changed. I don't see the ground no more, I see a small little. It goes through seasons, my vision changed again. Now it's bigger and bigger and bigger. And suddenly, that dead, that clean picky is now a big plant. So what Jesus is teaching, if you start off with faith like this, everybody was created, everybody was born with a measure of faith. When you allow it to grow through your seasons and not withstand or not stand back because of a little bit of a storm, but you keep pushing. You keep pushing, keep releasing, keep speaking. Suddenly that small seed of faith will become bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And suddenly things that moved you a year ago will no longer move you today. You're unmovable. Come on, I said you are unmovable. I wish I can get into people's minds this morning and switch on a little switchy and tell you that it's not what you see it. Everything that you see now is temporarily. God can change it in an instance. By releasing faith in an instance, God can change things around for you. Who believes that? I said, who believes that God can turn it around for me? For my good. I said, for my good. Come on, shout hallelujah. You know, I have to be honest. I don't feel like I'm in faith city this morning. I feel like I'm in date city or something. So that I have to get people awake in this house and say, people of God, it's not over until it's over. God's not done. God's not over. God's not finished. We have giant slaying faith on the inside of us. Come on. We have faith. Our faith is not like this world's faith. Our faith shouts down walls. Come on. Our faith moves mountains. Our faith opens up the Red Sea. Am I speaking to you right now? Come on. We're a remnant with faith in us. And I said it last night to somebody. I want you to do this same thing. I want you to high five somebody right now. It doesn't need to be your neighbor. Go to somebody that you like and high five them and tell them that no man can curse what God has blessed. Come on. If God has said it, come on, I believe it, and that settles it. It's nothing that man can do to stop the blessing of God coming to your life. If you have faith, move that mountain. Slay that giant. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah! My faith has a substance. Come on, do you know that we have a different faith? I said we have a different faith. Come on, I want you to help me out, Brother Calvin. We have a different kind of faith. Our faith knows how to shut the lion's mouth. Come on, our faith raises the dead. Our faith cleanses the lepers. Come on, our faith casts out demon spirits. We have a weapon on the inside of us that's greater than what the world needs. My faith is greater than my needs. Please say with me, my faith is greater than my needs. One more time, my faith is greater than my needs. When I have a confidence in Him, it is secured. Hallelujah. We lack confidence. I'm just thinking about if Moses stood in front of that Red Sea and he had a confident problem in his faith, the Egyptians would have captured them and took them back to Egypt. No man can stand in front of the burning bush and come down from that holy mountain and be the same again. A man that has been with God starts to speak like Him. This is why
You can hear the anointing. You feel the anointing. Amen? This is why you can quickly pick it up when it's fabricated. In our day to day, we've got prophets that prophesy, and we've got prophets that prophesy. Because their faith is not secured in God. Their faith is secured in man to please man. Amen? Some prophesy, some prophesy. Some dwell in the throne room, while others dwell in the showroom. And unfortunately, the sad part is people like the showroom. Ooh, people like the showroom. Because you know why people like the showroom? Let me tell you something. In the showroom, truth does not come up to the surface. But in the throne room, everything that God hates comes out. Oh my God, you haven't heard me. Everything in the throne room, everything that God hates comes out to the surface. It is not, it's not the word. It's God Almighty that says what's on the inside of you. I'm taking it out and I'm changing you forever. Come on, we've got a different faith. We've got a different faith. You know, when things are hard, faith perseveres. Faith has got a destination. I want you to join in with me and say today, faith has a destination. Come on, the Bible says, for unto faith means there's a destination. For unto faith. So faith has a destination. And I have a situation, I send faith. Come on, I send faith. And do you know what I do normally? This is what Vessel to Brain does. If God gives me a vision, do you know what I do? I move him. Let me explain to you. If I need to break down a wall, and I know and understand, well, breaking down the wall, you need this, you're going to need this, it's going to cost X amount. Do you know what I do? I start to break down the wall. People ask, what's your budget? What's that? What's the budget? No, listen, if God tells you to do something, he's not asking you what's your A, B, your C, and your D. Faith does not have a plan B. Faith is secured in him who has promised. This is why I want to tell you right now, if God said it, it doesn't matter what the spectator says. It is done. In life, you get three kinds of people, three groups of people. Number one, you get the caretakers. Number two, you get the risk takers. And number three, you get the undertakers. A caretaker means well, but a caretaker tries to add all the dots. The caretaker makes the sums and tells you why you will not be able to make it. He means well. He doesn't want you to see you fail. Am I speaking to the right crowd in this house? That's the caretaker. The caretaker, while the caretaker is still making sums, the risk taker is already calling heaven down in our midst. Come on. That's what the risk taker does. A risk taker is somebody that moves God. And an undertaker is just blood-sucking Christians that wants to see you go down. But we've got another faith, my brother and my sister. I said we've got another faith. Those who leave your life needs to leave. We've got a different faith. Our faith is not based on people. Our faith is based on what God has promised to us. Come on, if you believe it, give him a shout of praise. We are risk takers in the kingdom of God. We bring high things down. Hallelujah. Geloof. I have to say this quickly in Afrikaans. Geloof is unstekelijk. This is a flu, this is a griep. When it gets you, it gets you. I said, when it gets you, it gets you. Woo! Woo! So the caretakers are those who makes the dots, makes the sums, and tries to tell you why you will not be able to make it. A risk taker already sees the end. A risk taker. Let me tell you what I do with the team here. We've planted the palms. So they're planting two, and everybody's standing at the palms. Wow, this is beautiful. I said, no, I'm going to change your vision. Stay back. Suddenly we're walking backwards. Look again. Wow. Suddenly it looks different. No, come back more, man. Come. Now we stand at the gate, and we look up again, and now there's a whole different perspective. That's what faith does. Faith cannot be boxed. Faith is unlimited. Come on. I said, faith is unlimited. Faith is unlimited. When you have faith in God, a confidence, a knowing that you know here in your knower. You know when you pray, it's spiritual. When you pray and you pray and you ask and you ask, and suddenly you know that you know. Who knows what I'm talking about now? You know that you know. That's faith. That's faith. When you can go to bed at night without tossing and turning and knowing that God has done it. You know, there's people sitting here, I just want to say this. And I say this prophetically. There's people that sits here that have been praying for and asking for and waiting for. But in an instant, in a moment, in a twinkling of your eye, God will turn it around for you. And suddenly what you've been praying for, you'll start to live it. You'll start to walk in that vision that God has given you. Come on, you'll start to walk in the promise that God has given you. For he who has promised is faithful to fulfill all of his promises. Amen. All of his promises. Do you know how many times God challenged me in my faith? Challenged me to say to people certain things. And then I know that I know that I know that it's God. And then when I say this, my flesh tells me, you're nuts. How can you say this? But your spirit jumps for joy. Wow. Is that precious woman here this morning that the doctor said cancer in the skin? Not. Who was here with that woman when we prayed for that woman with skin cancer? I saw the woman. She had cancer in her face. Yeah, it happened here, I think, two Sundays ago. So I stood in front of her and she said, I don't want to say this, but look, you know. And I saw the cancer. And I heard the voice of the spirit roaring like a lion on the inside of me. And God said to me, pluck it off her face. That's what God said to me, pluck it off her face. So when she said this, I took it. I plucked it off. And now it was stuck on my fingers. All right, now it's on my feet. Now I'm looking at it, and she falls under the power of God, and I see there's still cancer, still, and the Lord said, there's more. So I walked over her, I said, come here, you filthy thing, out of her, by the power of God. And she, woo, and the power of God touched her. Faith moves you to do crazy things. And faith, the reason why God imparts such faith to you, is so that people around you can honor God through your life. God doesn't allow us to pluck cancer and put your finger in somebody's ear and pull it out and pop open for you to be great. No, it's for Jesus to be exalted. This is why we have the big name Christ Jesus. Do you see this in white? Nobody can miss it. Everything is about him. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. My faith starts in him and my faith finishes in him. This is why I want to tell you, it's not over until he says it's over. In him, our faith starts and our faith finishes. It's not what Satan says. Come on, I declare every spirit of unbelief and fear as void in this day. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody jump to your feet and say, Lord, I walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Come on, declare this with me. My faith will not fail me. Come on, lift those voices. My faith will not fail me. When a doctor gives you a negative report, you tell faith to answer it. How do I answer it? I answer it according to the word of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Come on, my faith is a faith that cannot fail. Woo! I want to tell you, if my faith fails, his faith prevails. This is why sometimes we just have to put feet in here and surrender. And as you healed. Now, I want to just prophesy this to you. If God has given you a dream, a vision, and a word, the first thing that happens, if God gives you a prophetic word, there will be a test that will come to stop that word, to stop that prophetic word from your life. And most of the times, the enemy, Satan, will use people around you. And when people around you are being used, you know why he does it? Because Satan wants you to change your vision. He wants you to change your vision. Amen? But what if I tell you right now, under the power of the Holy Ghost, if God has said it to you, nothing in hell. I don't think you've heard me. If God has promised it to you, you've received a word about it. He has made you a promise. He has given you a dream and a vision. Then nothing in hell
No negativity of the world. No doctor's report can stop what God has promised you. He cannot lie. Come on, I said he cannot lie. My God, I feel it. Listen, sickness in your body is illegal. Come on, who wants to walk in faith this morning and say, from this morning, I'll never be sick again. Come on, from this morning, I'll never be sick again. I am what God says I am. No more sickness, no more fear, no more anxiety. Hallelujah. Now just hear me. Satan is a liar. And the father thereof. And you know what? There's no truth in him. If Satan tells you, you will not make it. You know what he tries to tell you? You are making it. He cannot say you are making it. If Satan tells you, you are sick, there's something wrong with your body, he's actually telling you, you are healed. He cannot say it. And you know what? Do you know why people become sick? Let me tell you why. The Bible says what you fear will come on you. So Satan comes with a lie and tells you, you are sick. So what happens is now you feed the fear. Come on, you feed the demon of fear. And fear attracts attack. Amen? Instead of telling the devil, oh devil, you cannot speak the truth. What you try to tell me is, I am healthy and I'm going to live a long life. Hallelujah! When he tells you are powerless, you take it that you are powerful. When he tells you your marriage will not last, you know what he means. He's actually angry because your marriage is a success. But he cannot say it because he's a liar. But I serve notice on Satan this morning. The Bible says, if the thief is caught out, he must repay sevenfold. Come on, who in this place believes the report of God? Who believes this morning that Satan is paying back? Come on, I'm taking back my joy. I'm taking back my joy. I'm taking back my joy. I'm taking back my health. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, I need people with faith in this house. Slaying giants with your faith. I want to ask those who came this morning with your rocks, who said, I'm picking up 5 stones. Today I'm killing Goliath, and I'm killing his mother and his father and all of his brothers. Come on, come on. Where's the Joshua that says, are you for me or are you against me? But this morning, we are bringing giants down. Come on, give him a shout of praise to this house. We're going to bring giants down. Satan will never leave until you say it's enough. Come on, Satan will never leave until you say now, it's enough. No more, no more. I have giant slaying faith on the inside of me. My God. Listen, listen quickly. I'm going to finish now. When Elijah was praying, when there was no rain on earth, the scripture says he was standing on a mountain and he said to his servant, tell me, what do you see? The servant said, I see nothing. For the servant's eye of faith has not been activated. Elijah fell on his face and he prayed. Eventually, 7 times he prayed. At the 7th time, the servant came back and he said, I see a cloud as big as a man's hand. The servant didn't say, I hear a rumbling in the sky. I see a thundering. He said, I see a cloud as big as a man's hand. And Elijah said, well, that's good enough. Prepare for rain. Rain is coming. But listen, Elijah, when he prayed and he said to his servant, what do you see? The servant came back, he said, I see nothing. Elijah didn't pray and ask God, let a cloud appear. Elijah already saw the cloud. The cloud is never the sign for the man of God. The cloud is the sign for the servant. Men of God already sees the cloud before the cloud forms. The cloud was a sign for him. He prayed, open his eyes. Let him see what I see. Elijah, and here's the... My God, we'll go on with this next week. But Elijah had a secret. He had a key. He knew how God operated. God does not operate. What faith does it need? If the whole sky is gray and there's thundering sounds all over. If I announce rain is coming, when the sky is turned dark and it's thundering, that's not faith.
That's just something that you already know. But to declare rain when there was no rain for 3 years, and suddenly there's a cloud just as big as a man's hand, that is faith. So Elijah had a revelation that God operates in the impossibilities. His servant didn't say, "Are you crazy? There's one cloud." His servant prepared for rain. I tell you this morning in the name of Jesus, you better go up, eat and drink, for the rain of the abundance of God is coming. For Satan has been caught out and he will have to repay sevenfold. I said Satan has to repay sevenfold.